Of the two of them, he was the conventional one, doing things the way they had always been done. She was the more flexible, ever prepared to experiment, radically cutting away scar tissue, for example, or trying out a technique known as the Martius fat pad graft, in which a piece of fat partly cut from the side of the vagina was used to repair the bladder and create a reinforcement between the bladder muscle and the skin of the vagina, offering protection in a future pregnancy. When she wrote to Heinrich Martius of her success after doing the surgery hundreds of times, he replied, "I'm glad you're curing these women with my operation. I've only done 26. Her small hands, wearing surgical scrubs during the week and white gloves for church on Sundays, were perfect for suturing within the small, confined spaces of women's bodies. Some patients were too far gone and died, but many recovered and went home, always in a new dress that she gave them for the journey. Others made a life in the hospital as assistants to the nurses, like Natinesh Demise, whose urethra Dr. Hamlin rebuilt using muscle taken from her leg, or Lete Birhan, who was not only incontinent when she arrived, but also paralyzed from the waist down, having been knocked over by a car. Once treated by the doctor, Lete, in her wheelchair, became a stalwart of the hospital's physiotherapy department.